Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. So this is podcast number 8 of the Living a Naturally Healthy Life with Delaine MD podcast. Today, I'm making a change of plans. As you all know, I've been reading this book by Michael Moss called Salt, Sugar, and Fat, The Way the Food Giants Hooked Us. And I worked through the section on sugar, and it was fascinating and interesting. And I have finished reading the section on fat, but I need some time to process the information a little bit more. So I'm not really prepared to give a podcast on that today. So that was originally my plan, that I would give a podcast on that today. But in order to provide you guys with really quality information, I have decided to postpone that a week, put some more research into it, put some more development into that podcast, and then bring you something that I think will be quality information when it comes out. So stay tuned for that. But for today, I am going to talk to you guys about becoming and about the process of becoming somebody new. So for those of us who had to make some pretty substantial changes to our lives to live a naturally healthy life, we had to go through a process of becoming somebody new, somebody that behaved at parties differently, somebody who did different things when they went out to a night out with their family or their friends, somebody who behaved differently at work birthday lunches, somebody who showed up in general to their life a little bit differently than they did before. It's not that the qualities that make you the individual that you are have gone away, but that you have enhanced certain areas of your life in order to reach and maintain your healthy goals, your healthy changes, your healthy habits. So I want to talk to you guys about that a little bit today. So as many of you may know, if you listen to my old podcast, you've heard me talk on a couple of different occasions about meditation and about the importance of meditation. Meditation is an active, calming behavior. That means, you know, everybody talks about reducing stress and about the importance of reducing stress and how it lowers your cortisol level and how the cortisol then doesn't release glucose or doesn't increase your glucose and increase your insulin in your system, breaking your fast, all this stuff. Cortisol is bad. Not being stressed out causes you to not release cortisol. How do you not be stressed out? And meditation is an active way to decrease your stress level versus the passive way of just not thinking about X, Y, or Z or not stressing out about X, Y, and Z. Meditation is a proven active way of reducing that stress level. It helps you learn to train your mind to adjust your thoughts, to be more aware, and then how to kind of channel your energy into something more productive. So I've meditated for a while now. And if you followed some of my old podcasts, you'll know that there was a time when I was counting my meditation. I use an app called the Calm app. There's a couple of different apps. I think one is called 10% Happier, or maybe it's just Happier. There's another one called Headspace. I've used Headspace before. That's a good app. I think all of them are probably equally good. I went to pretty exclusively using the Calm app because it allowed me to adjust my time, the length of my unguided meditation or my less guidance meditation sessions better. I like the time frame that they offered better than other apps offered. So that's why I use the Calm app. I think all of the apps probably have the same feature and that they count the number of days you've meditated in a row, your streak, your meditation streak. So I followed my meditation streak pretty closely and carefully for a long time and used it initially to get in the habit of meditating. I wanted to see that number climb. I wanted to see that number be more. It was very innocent. There was nothing more. I did not intend to make this out to be something more than it was. I just liked to see that number climb. I like to see that number go up. I think I made it to like 45 days once and I was like, whoa, I'm never going to break this streak. I had never went into meditation with the idea that I was going to be a daily meditator. Like I was going to meditate every single day of my life. I went in with the intention of I want to meditate sometimes because I think it's probably good for me. That was really all it was. Kind of like exercise. I want to exercise most days because I think it's probably good for me. Of course, over the years, I am a nearly everyday exerciser. And on days that I'm not exercising, it's not because I miss it or I don't like have the time or I ran out of time. It's because I intentionally give myself a rest day. So interestingly, it's not because I just don't have the time to work out or get my exercise in. It's because I intentionally set a rest day in my week. But the meditation thing did not start out as I wanted to be a daily meditator. I wanted to be 65 and have looked back on 20 years of meditation. It wasn't like that. I just thought that meditation was probably important and lots of people who are very successful do it. And so I probably ought to look at doing that. But then I saw this streak, my meditation streak, start to climb, then days start to climb, and that really inspired me or drove me, wanting to see that number climb, drove me to continue to meditate every day. And then I would see the number go from 60 to 61, and I'd pat myself on the back and think, wow, look at me go. So that turned into a practice of daily meditation that I really loved. That no matter what, it didn't matter whether I was on vacation, it didn't matter if I woke up late, if I like forgot to set my alarm and I woke up late, I would still sit. I would sit for at least 3 to 5 minutes, even though I was running late. It was that important to me. It was that much of a part of my daily routine and who I had become. Well, what I learned over the summer when I was on vacation was that if you do not get your entire meditation in before midnight, it starts your streak count over. So when I was on vacation, I had gotten up in the morning, and because the kids were up or I was sleeping in a little later, I knew that I wasn't going to get my meditation in like I do at home, which is first thing in the morning, but I had been getting them in every day at some point. Well, I had stayed up playing cards with my husband and my parents a little later than expected, and last thing before I went to bed, I had to meditate, but it was like 11:50 or maybe 11:52 because I meditate for about 10 minutes each day. So I sat and I did my meditation, and when my meditation was over, I went to look at my counter and it had reset to 1. Meditation streak, 1 day. I was mildly devastated by this. I got through it. I didn't make it mean anything horrible or crazy. But what became of me after that, when I came home and it was 2 weeks later, is that I was now, I had become the woman that not only meditated every day, but did math every day. You know, the addition of 210 days, which is where my streak ended, plus my current count, which was 14 days or whatever it might be. So that's, you know, 224 days of meditation. So I not only was a woman who meditated every day, but I was also a woman who did math every day. So I did the math thing, the meditating math thing, for about, 2 or 3 months. And then I went to a seminar. I may have mentioned this, but I was in a seminar in Dallas for life coaches. You may have seen this on my social media. It was 2 days in Dallas with 450 some odd other life coaches. It was amazing. It was a great experience. Can't wait to go back next year. But I wasn't getting my meditation in at the same time, right? So sometimes I'd meditate over lunch because I was sharing a hotel room with somebody. Sometimes I'd meditate over lunch. But on the day that I drove home, I was planning on meditating when I got home that night. But we were leaving Dallas like around 5. That was the original plan. And then it got pushed back to 6. And Dallas to Wichita is about 6 hours. So I was pushing that midnight number again. And of course, now I know that it's going to reset my counter, my meditation streak. It was going to get reset if I didn't do it by midnight. I was having a lot of thought drama about this. I was like stressing out. Oh my gosh, do I just pull over and meditate by roadside? Although I had somebody in the car with me, that might be a little weird. Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe I drop them off and then there's a park by their house. I can just go park at 11:45 at night and meditate real quick so I can get this counter to turn over. I was having a lot of drama and a lot of thoughts about this. And finally, I exhausted my mind on all of that crazy, frantic, whirlwind thought pattern about I've got to have this counter going. And I asked myself the question, am I the person who meditates every day? And if I am the person that meditates every day, do I need a meditation streak counter to validate that for me, to give me the kudos each day? Is that what I really need? Is it that counter that makes me the person that meditates every day? Or is it something driven with inside me that makes me that person that meditates every day? And I decided that it was something inside of me that makes me the kind of woman who meditates every single day. And whether I do it right before I go to bed at 1 a.m. the next morning, or whether I do it at 4:30 a.m., on a Monday morning, it doesn't matter. I'm the kind of person that at least once during my waking hours of a day, I take 10 minutes, I connect with my breath, I clear my mind, and I focus on just being present. That's who I am. And I don't need a counter to make that real for me. So this has been mind-blowing for me in a couple ways. One, it was so liberating and empowering to just give myself that decision. I don't need the counter. I don't even look at the counter anymore. I just won't even look at it. I don't need the counter. I don't need to look at it. I am the woman who meditates every day, at least 10 minutes once a day. That was a decision I got to make for myself. But what I've also learned from this and am becoming even more, growing into somebody even more, is I can make this same decision with my food plan every day. I don't know about everybody else, but I certainly, like everybody else, have days where I struggle to stay on plan more than other days. And this liberating thought of I can just decide to be that person. I'm the kind of person who follows my plan 100% of the time. How I got to the idea where I want to follow my plan 100% of the time, that's another story for another podcast. But I really do want to go into that with you guys, because that also was a very liberating experience when I finally realized I do want to be the person that follows my plan 100% of the time. That was the first step in becoming that woman. The second step I realized was just making a decision that that's who I am. I'm the kind of woman that follows my plan 100% of the time. I love that I've liberated myself from the meditation counter, the meditation streak counter, but I also love that I have been able to apply this to something more, that I found it so liberating and so empowering to apply it to more than just my meditation life, but also to every decision that I want to make from that prefrontal cortex with my best interest in mind. I just have to make the decision to be that person. It doesn't have to be anything more than that. So I want you guys to look at where you think this could be applied in your life, where you've been talking yourself out of something maybe, or where you've been relying on maybe something external to you to keep you accountable to what you're doing. You don't need any of that external validation. You don't need any of that external input to be that person. You can just decide today that you're the person who does that. And that decision is the thought that will anchor you every time you come into question. Whenever I question whether I want to follow my food plan, I know I'm just the kind of person that follows my food plan 100% of the time. That thought alone, I have become the person that thought alone really anchors me into that decision through practice of doing it over and over again, and I stick to it. I want you to see where you can apply that to your life, and then tell me. I want to know, do you feel liberated? Do you feel empowered by that? So that's all I have for you guys this week. I will talk to you guys then. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.